You're listening to audio coverage of Sun and Fun 2019 on abweb.com.
Hi everyone, this is Kate O'Connor reporting for AvWeb from Sun and Fun 2019. I'm here with Continental's Rhett Ross to talk about Continental's Prime Certified Engine Series. Rhett, thanks for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Kate.
So tell me a little bit about the engine.
So it's an IO370 engine based off of our Prime PMA product spare parts product pedigree. We've certified the first variant of this engine over a year ago and demonstrated it in a Cessna 172 that we flew into another trade show, and had a lot of interest in the engine. Got a lot of experience. The engine has a lot of flexibility on configurations with carb, without carb, fuel injected. Has flexibility as far as fuel flows and power settings and everything else. So it gives us a range of product, but at the same time we keep it within a drop-in style. So from the standpoint of an aircraft owner or an OEM, this becomes a very simple process to drop this in replacement of other engine models without driving all of the complexities that you would normally see in a certification program.
So talk me through some of the technical specifications.
So the engine has some flexibility in power, depending upon how we set fuel flow or how we set the ignition timing. So within that, we have a range of between 180 and about 190 horsepower potential within the engine, which gives us some flexibility on our installations, gives some people the ability to focus more on fuel economy. So when you're looking at the fleets, training fleets, where economics are very important, we can dial this in to slightly better fuel economy, whereas with maybe the flying clubs that might use this with a couple of passengers and a little bit more power might be more desirable than maximum fuel economy, then you have that. It comes in a variation, either carbureted or fuel injected, although we prefer the fuel injected because within our manufacturing capabilities, we can provide a fuel injected engine at or below the same price that you would pay for a carburetor. And again, when you're looking at a flight school, that is powerful because a fuel injection gives you the ability to maintain lower or better fuel burn, so better economics again for everything else. Weight, it's a drop-in configuration, as I said. So from the standpoint of dropping it into equivalently powered aircraft, there are no major differences because of the PMA pedigree that I mentioned earlier. From that standpoint, you're looking at the same sort of thing as 370 cubic inches, installed weight of about 280 pounds dry. So again, same specifications that you see in this type of engine class.
So what kind of aircraft are you seeing this being used in?
Well, obviously, as was announced this morning, we see it being used in the Piper P-100 and P-100i. Those are absolutely fantastic aircraft and been a great thing to do with Piper. It is an option on the Piper Archer P-28, again, which we're very excited about. And then as this year progresses, we're under embargo or confidentiality with a number of other users. But we expect to announce some other options for this engine as the year progresses.
And finally, cost-wise, what are we looking at?
This engine, I've been telling everybody they don't allow me pricing because I only do bad things with it. But this engine, in the ranges that we're looking at, and depending upon the applications, is a mid-$20,000 engine.
Brett, thanks for taking the time to talk today. This is Kate O'Connor reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to audio coverage of Sun and Fun 2019 on abweb.com.